Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Melchizedek, the king of Salem, is a very strange character that mysteriously appears in my story. Yet, this is the priest of the Most High God who holds a blessing and promise for Abram. Let us step into our story and see what these promises are. Abram met Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who is the priest of the Most High God, in the Valley of the Kings. Melchizedek brought out bread and wine with a special message for Abram. Blessed be Abram of God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands. It is after this Abram had a vision directly from the God Most High. Do not fear, Abram, for I am your shield, and your reward will be very great. Oh, Lord God, what can you give me more than I already have, when I do not have a child or an heir? You've not given me a family to pass on these blessings, for my wife Sarai is barren after all these years. Abram, I will bless you, and Sarai with a son. Look up to the heavens and count the stars. Your descendants will be more numerous than all these stars. I am God that brought you out of the land of Haran to the land where you now stand, and you will possess it. Abram believed in these promises of God. And because he believed, God made it righteousness before him. God sealed his promise with a covenant. Abram gathered 3-year-old cow, a goat, a ram, a turtle dove, and a pigeon. At sunset, God put Abram asleep, and a flame appeared over the carcasses, sealing a covenant between Abram and God, who again promised all this land to be given to his descendants. Now Sarai was not as patient as Abram. What an amazing promise to a man who's now about 90 years old, with a wife in her 80s. It's a bit unbelievable. And in our next story, my story will show how much trust Sarai, Abraham's wife, really puts in the promises of God. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.